Chapter 18. Chapter 18 of, what book are we doing this year in the Bible?
Matthew.
Excellent, Matthew. It's up there. Okay, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven from the gospel according to Matthew. Matthew was a disciple of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit led him to write down some of the things that happened during Jesus' public ministry and even before his public ministry. Okay? So, if you happen to have your Bible, you can skip to verse 21 of chapter 18. We're only going to go through 14 verses. Actually, 15 verses. All right? First of all, I want to say tonight's lesson is going to be mostly about forgiving. Does anybody know what forgiving means? Like saying it's okay? All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah? What about you?
Like saying sorry.
Well, you say sorry to somebody because you're asking for forgiveness, probably. Okay? But the person that somebody says sorry to, they're supposed to forgive them, right? Okay? Forgive them? What do you think? What do you think? What was your answer?
Like if you accidentally bump into someone.
Yeah.
You say sorry and it's okay.
They can forgive you, yeah? And sometimes some people hurt other people not accidentally. Yeah? And the person's sad or upset about it, but should they still be willing to forgive? Yeah? Like, say your brother comes over and conks you on the head. Should you put up your dukes and fight him? No. And if he says sorry, should you say, I forgive you, because I still love you, you're my brother. I saw you back there, mister, going, yes, conk him on the head. I saw that. No head conking in church today. But that's what we're going to talk about, forgiveness, okay? And I've read some commentaries here. I think this is a lot to do with forgiveness towards your fellow Christians. But this applies in general to all people, whether they're Christians or not, okay? Are you okay? Do you need something? Can you wait till after the lesson? Okay, thanks. All right, so forgiveness, chapter 18, verse 21. Peter came up to Jesus and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I should forgive him? Seven times? So Peter says, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive this person? Seven times? Do you think seven's a lot to forgive someone?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, guess what Jesus' answer is. Jesus says, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Jesus just told Peter, 70 times 7. Anybody know the math quick in their head? 70 times 7? How many times that is? Now, I believe Jesus was using hyperbole to basically say, don't keep track and don't count. You should always forgive them. But for you math nerds out there, 70 times 7 is, you want to take a crack at it? 490 times! That's like if somebody conked you on the head every day for a year. And then they conked you on the head and kept doing it for about 100 more days. And you're still supposed to forgive them every time.
What?
See, that sounds foreign to us because our sinful natures are like, I'm going to put up my dukes and fight you back. But that's not what we ought to do. We should be forgiving, okay? So, who's a good model in terms of forgiveness? Who's forgiven more than anybody has ever forgiven? Andrew? Yes. God has forgiven us. He sent Christ to die on the cross for us, to show his love for us and to allow us to have forgiveness of our sins. You know what sins are? They're the rotten things we do that go against God's law, like conking your brother on the head, or saying something mean, or being disrespectful to your parents. When your parents say, hey, pick up that toy and pick up those clothes and put them away, what do we say?
No.
No! I don't want to do it. That's because we're filthy, rotten sinners, all of us. But the Bible says we're supposed to say, okay, yes, Mom, I'll pick it up. I know where it goes. I should have put it there in the first place. Okay? But getting back to forgiveness. So Jesus says, is seven times enough? Or excuse me, Peter says to Jesus, is seven times enough? Jesus says, how about 70 times seven? And again there, I think he's using poetic language, hyperbole, to just basically say, don't even keep track. Don't count. Just forgive them. Okay? Now, let's read further. It's 23. This is Jesus speaking. He says, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. Okay? 24, when he began to settle the accounts with one of the servants, he was brought to him and he owed him 10,000 talents. Now I have some Bible commentary that tells me how much 10,000 talents means in terms of dollars. All right? You may be able to research this and find a better number. But basically, this servant owed the king $6 billion. I mean, how do you even rack up that kind of a debt? $6 billion. Would any of us be able to pay back a debt of $6 billion? No, we have no chance. Well, maybe. Maybe not. But $6 billion to a servant who owes it to a king. So the king's hot. I don't know how you let the debt ride. Is that big? But I'm not sure what the servant was doing. Maybe he was eating a lot of filet mignon and driving a lot of fancy cars, but there were no cars back then, so who knows? In any point, it's an exceedingly high amount, kind of compared to our exceedingly high amount of sin debt that God forgave us. Okay? Getting back to forgiveness. Okay, so he owed him, we'll say $6 billion because that's what my commentary says, but it's, the Bible says 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children that they would be slaves to pay off the debt that they owed. Okay? That was common in biblical times. If you couldn't pay back, you became a worker for the person that you owed the money to. And you worked and worked and worked and worked and worked until you didn't owe them anymore. Obviously, it's $6 billion. He's probably not going to be able to pay it off. Definitely not going to be able to pay it off. So the servant begs. Verse 26. So the servant fell on his knees, and imploring his master and saying, please have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Maybe that was his intent. Maybe he couldn't do it, but that was his genuine intent, at least, the master thought. So what does the master do? Is the master going to say, okay? Or is he going to say, nope, 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 you got to pay it back, and you got to keep working for me until you pay it back? What's the master going to say? He's going to say, keep working for me? You think so? He's going to say, keep working for me? Or is he going to say, I'll forgive you. You don't have to pay back any of it, even though it's $6 billion. What do you think, Anna? Yes. Let's see what the master says. So the servant fell on his knees and begged him, have patience with me and I'll pay you everything. And out of pity for the servant, the master released him and forgave the debt. What does forgave the debt mean? If you owe somebody $6 billion and they say, I forgive the debt, what does that mean?
Like you don't have to pay it anymore!
Woo-hoo! Do you think he walked out of the room cheering and clapping and saying, happy days?
No.
No, yes, he did. Of course he did, because he used to owe $6 billion. And now the king says, I forgive your debt. That's how salvation from our sins should make Christians feel all the time in stereo. My sins have been paid for. The greatest debt that I could even imagine was forgiven. I owed the sin debt. The wages of sin is death. That would be the lake of fire, eternal. But Christ died for our sins and took our debt on himself and paid it. So when the king says to the master, oh, I'll forgive you the $6 billion, that's an analogy to how Christ forgives us. Okay? We have a sin debt that we can't pay for on our own. But through love and mercy and grace, God said, I'll pay for it for you. I'll send Jesus to the cross to shed his blood to pay for your sins, and your debt will be forgiven. Okay? You guys see what an awesome, wonderful thing that is? Okay? To have your sin debt forgiven? Now let's keep reading. So the king forgives him his debt in verse 27. But that same servant who just had all that debt forgiven, let's see what he goes and does. Verse 26, when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him. It says 100 denarii. My Bible commentary says 100 denarii is about, I wrote it down, $12,000. Still a lot of money, but compared to $6 billion, that's nothing. That's chump change. That's walking around money. All right? So the servant begged the king, and he forgave him $6 billion. But then he goes to the other servant who owed him $12,000. And what does he do? He seized him and began to choke him. He said, give me my money. Pay me what you owe. So the other servant who owed the $12,000 says, similar to the servant who's choking the guy right now. So he says in verse 29, the servant fell down and pleaded with him, please have patience with me and I'll pay you back your $12,000, your 100 denarii. But the guy says, nope, I'm not going to forgive your debt. I refuse. So he went ahead and put him in prison. Put him in prison for the $12,000 debt he owed him. Was that nice of the servant who just had so much forgiven? Was that nice of him to do that to his buddy who owed him $12,000? Sure, that's a lot, but he just got $6 billion forgiven. Okay? So what does this have to do with us in everyday life? If God will forgive you the debt that you owe for your sin, we should have forgiveness toward others in a similar manner. Okay? We should have forgiveness toward others in a similar manner and not be like the servant who chokes the guy and says, you got to pay me back or I'm going to put you in jail. Then he actually puts him in jail. Okay? So then the other servants see this hubbub and they say, when his fellow servants saw what took place, they were greatly distressed. That means they were upset. And they went and reported this to the master. Now the master just forgave this guy $6 billion and then he walks over here and chokes this guy over $12,000. What do you think the master is going to do? Is he going to be happy with the servant that he just forgave all that $6 billion, or is he going to be kind of upset with him? Kind of upset with him. Understatement. Okay, so 31. They went and reported it to the master. He was greatly distressed. And the master summoned him, verse 32, and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you that huge debt because you begged me and pleaded with me. And you did not have mercy on your fellow servant like I had mercy on you. So the master said, yep, that's it. I'm going to send you to jail until you pay your debt. Verse 34. Okay? And Jesus sums it up here. Verse 35. So also my heavenly Father will deal to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. What's it all about? It's about forgiveness, okay? Forgiveness. One of the fruits and signs of a true Christian is that they know how forgiving God was to them, so they should likewise be forgiving towards others in the same manner. Everybody understand that? You're to have a forgiving heart. Okay? That $6 billion, that's like the big sin debt that we owe that we can never pay. Okay? Only God's mercy and grace could pay that debt for us. We're not able to pay it. Okay? God had wonderful grace by providing Jesus to pay the sin debt for us. Salvation is an unmeasurable gift. You can't put a number on it. It's wonderful, okay? So, Christ went to the cross to pay our sin debt, and we should see that pattern of loving kindness and grace and mercy and forgiveness, and we should see that, and that should be our pattern towards others when it comes to forgiveness. Think of yourself in this equation. How are you guys at forgiving? Do you have good forgiving skills? Or are your forgiving skills rotten? And you tend to hold a grudge and get bitter and get upset and say, fully on them, I'm not going to be nice to them. No, that's what we ought not to do. We ought to be forgiven. How many times did Jesus say? Anna did the math. How many times? 490 times, okay? Basically, I think that means don't even keep count. Just forgive them. All right? So look at your heart. I know you guys are youngsters, but you got ideas in that mind of yours. You've got plots and schemes and things you like to do and things you want to do. Are you doing it with a forgiving heart? Are you forgiving towards your friends who might do something bad to you or your family members who might on purpose or on accident harm you or do something mean? How's your forgiving meter? Is it high or is it low? It ought to be high, okay? And so should me, Mr. Greg. I'm teaching these things to myself as well, okay? How are you on forgiveness, okay? And remember, God forgave the most. He forgave the sin debt that we could never pay by sending Jesus to the cross to take our sins for us, pay for the penalty for our sins for us, okay? And if you genuinely trust and believe that Jesus died on the cross and was buried and rose again, you will have your sin debt paid. It'll be stamped, paid by Jesus. And then you will go to heaven and you will escape the punishment of the lake of fire in eternity. Okay? That's the message that the Addison Baptist Church always wants to give to boys and girls and grown-ups, because we all need to hear that message. We all need to remember that and have some forgiveness toward others. Okay? Excellent job listening tonight. Thank you for you all coming to church tonight. Once again, Sunday school, Sunday morning at 9:30, right? 9:30. We want to see you there. Let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed, all right? Heavenly Father, thank you for this message of forgiveness in Matthew chapter 18. Lord, please help us to have that on our minds. We may get upset with folks. We may get bitter, let bitterness take over, but help us to be forgiving towards others, just as God was forgiving towards us in that he sent Jesus to pay the sin debt that we could never pay. Please forgive us of our sins. Please bless each of these boys and girls and their families. Lord, please save souls and add to our church if it would be your will. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.